Fine. So it says over here, Tana v'shaya, my shaya d'haishaya, right? So shaya matzora. We left out matzora. Should I move back now? Is this, am I okay with this? Right, Tana, right. Right, the Tanya. V'haya b'yom on the seventh day, you galach es kol sotro. Okay, that's a chlal. S roshu v'es gabos einav prat. You have S kol sotro, yigalech, chazo uchlal. So this is a chlal, uprat a chlal. Iyoto don elokeina prat. Okay, ma prat, mufurash, mokum, kinuseya. But the prat explains something that is gathered hair, venira, and is visible. So I've called mokum kinuseya, venira. So there's two requirements you need, right? It needs to be kinuseya, and it's also visible. Okay, so my rabbi, what does it include? Rabbi, seya haraglayim, pubic hair. But my miyate, what does it miyate? Miyate, the beta shechi, because you don't normally show your armpits to people. But the kule gufe, and the rest of his body, meaning the body hair, because it's not gathered together. So that's the whole, that's the mikra as far as we're concerned. Bilksa migalech chadlas. The halacha is you're going to migalech chadlas. The tanan, balo lahokif esamat soira. You come to cut off the head of the soira. Ma'aviatar, you bring a razor al kol basara on all of his flesh. That was talking about the Tiglach HaShnia, or the Rishona, and we want to bring back the Tiglach HaShnia. Miktani Sefer, it's in the Sefer, but Yom HaShvi'i, Megalkoi, right, so Tiglach HaShnia is Tiglach HaRishona, yeah? So we see over here, the halacha that is that you shave him like a glass overrides the Mikra, because the Mikra said, yeah, that basically, you don't have to do his armpits. Yeah? Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So first answer, kiko choshev alocha oikeres mikra. That that we say, we enumerate in this list of three, that's in a case where we're going against a mefurish word in the posuk. Yeah, ha oikeres midrabbanan he. This is not uprooting a mefurish word in the posuk. It was just learned out from the Yud Gimel Midos. So that would never got the list anyway. So it wasn't left out because it just won't get in. Rav Papa Amar, Kiko Choshiv, Halacha Ukeves, Ukeres. That that we say the Halacha is when it overrides and uproots, yeah, basically it's going against, right, it's bringing a new concept, a new thing, yeah. Hi Ukeves, right, Mosefes, he. This one actually adds on. What is it? Because it's just saying more hair, right? Okay, so that, we would never gotten into that list, and therefore we didn't leave it out. So therefore, yeah. Since only one thing's left out, and we don't leave one thing out, so it must be the Afer is no good. Right, that's what a lot of people said on the test, and so that's where we're holding.
These two opinions don't hold over Tana
v'Shaya. No, they're going with Tana v'Shaya. No, that the whole point they're trying to say, the Matsura is not a Shaya. Meaning, Tana v'Shaya, once you've left out two things, yeah, then it justifies that we've left out. So as well, but they're just saying it was never left out because it doesn't have the criteria to be listed, right? You have to be, you know, and have the criteria, and then we reject you or leave you out. But over here, they don't have the criteria.
Meaning Matsura can't be one of the things that's
yeah.
Now we're still left with our question.
Seemingly therefore we're left with there's just one thing left out, and if that's the case, we don't normally leave one thing left out, so there maybe it just doesn't, it's not true, it was never, so therefore Afer would not be good. Okay, Rav Ashi Amar, he's got a totally different direction over here, says Amar. Hamas Nisa, this Mishnah over here that we brought, yeah, right, is Rabbi Yishmael. Right, the one who enumerated the three was Rabbi Yishmael. Okay, he. The one that said the three things, that the halacha is Oikeves Esemikra. That, right?
Dama Rabbi Yochanan Mishnah Rabbi Yishmael?
Yes. Very good, Gil. Hey, the Dorish, elementary. The Dorish, Klali Oprati. He makes a drosha of Klali Oprati. Okay, so right, which we're going to see at, carrot over the page. Kedlas, but this that we said, the Dalas, yeah, is money. Who's that opinion? Meaning that you've got to shave his whole body, is Rabbi Akiva he. Yeah, the Dorish Ribui Amiuti, which he doesn't Dorish Klalio Prati. He's Dorish Ribui and Miuti. Okay, so basically, Rashi says that he explained this very nicely in Sukkah, if you want to look at this principle. But basically, there's different ways of darshaning the Torah, which we're going to see now. Basically, we've got a very similar drosha between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, but one's called a Ribui Miuti, and one's called a klal ufrat, right? So we just had a klal ufrat or klal, right? And then you only marbe et keina prat. Now we're going to have a different drasha where it's going to be a ribui, miut, and ribui. So klal and ribui are kind of similar, right? And also prat and miut is also sort of similar. One's expansive and one's not expansive, right? It's reduces. So but if you make a drosh of a ribui miut, it generally is if a ribui miut and ribui comes out with more things. You include more things than a klal of frat or klal, which you'll see. Right? Okay, the tanya. So we're going to bring the same pesukim, and instead of saying klal and frat or klal, we're going to say ribui miut and ribui. So look, the tanya. So this is the same passage we said before. Vahaya b'yom shishi. You galeach es kol sa'aro. Okay, that's the possible before. Before we said klal, but here we're saying, instead of klal, we're saying riba. Right? So riba means kol, it's expansive, everything. Yeah? Then it says, es roshoi ves ziknoi ves gabos einov. So before we said prat, right? Now we're saying miet. It's a miut. Okay? Now we've got the es kol sa'aro yigaleach. Right? And this is also expansive. Yeah? Before we said klal, but now we're going to say Chozor v'riba. So now we put it all together. Riba umiyet v'riba. Right? It's a ribui, miut, and ribui, yeah? So what does that come out? It's a riba hakol. It includes everything. Basically, it's going to include everything except one thing. Right? Before the klal prat klal, we said basically it only includes things that are similar. Basically, over here we're saying it includes everything with the exception of one. Right? So my riba, what is it, riba? Riba, the kule gufe. It includes, meaning that you have to shave your whole body, like a pumpkin. So this is, Rabbi Akiva says, you've got to shave like a pumpkin. And this now is not halacha, this is a drasha, this is Torah over here, right? So we're saying you've got to, right, and my meat, what hair are you not going to include, yeah? So miyet seya d'shivatoicha choytem, a bit of nostril hair. You don't have to shave that. So you don't have to get one of those special things and go up your nose. It's okay. So, and I assume because over here it lacks both factors over here, right? Even though it doesn't, even, right, just wait.
Sorry, can I just?
Just wait, yeah.
So when we say ribui miut, ribui.
Yes.
We're saying everything's included but one miut.
Yeah, but one thing, yes.
When we say klal prat klal, we're saying anything is ka'in prat.
Good. Very good. Well said. Okay, so my havi Allah. Right? So basically what happened over here? We basically said a whole underpinning of this proof was not good, right? Because we said we find another case of where the halakha l'moshe b'Sinai goes against the pesukim, yeah, and we're saying over here it's not true. It wasn't even a halacha, right? This could the last over here. You were assuming it's halacha l'moshe b'Sinai, which is going against the pesuk, the yud gimel midos. This could the last is actually sourced in the Torah, right? This is actually the same. It's on the same level. This is also pesukim, but it's got through a different way. It's pesukim that we darshan in a ribui v'miut v'ribui, right? So basically it's just a non-starter, right? This is just a different opinion.
Yeah, the last is a different
opinion. It's just a different opinion.
The
three cases, and we couldn't
include
just
the one
including
the Torah. Now we can include
Mitzorah again. No, we can't include Mitzorah because
Mitzorah, we could because of the last.
Yes, because we assumed, we assumed, because we don't have a source in the Torah, that Dalas was a halakha on Moshe Sinai. Now we've sourced Dalas in the Torah, so now it's not a halakha on Moshe Sinai anymore. It's Pesukim. It's just a different. It's just totally. This is totally off. It's just a different opinion. There's nothing.
What did we gain it by doing this? We already were saying point to Rabbi Shmuel. We had no.
So this is answer number three. This is push off of the proof number three. So this is number three. There's different opinions of pushing off. Great. We're in the same place. Okay. So the Gemara asks, "My havei law." So what is the halacha, right? Because we seem to be, trying to prove it, disprove it, right? So Toshma, to Amar Rav Huna bar Ashi, says Rav Huna bar Ashi, Amar Rav, ain shom offer. Oh, here we go. You haven't got any offer there. So what you're going to do? Maybe you should bring rak vuvis yerek. Bring some smelly, rotting yerek. Bit of compost, right? Umakadesh. And you can Makadish Rashi explains, with a gerser, you put it on the floor of the base of Mikdash, yeah, and then you can put it in the sota water. Okay, so that's a proof, right? So the assumption over here is that basically we're loose when it comes to the sota, and just as you can use the this rotting, decomposing vegetables, you can also use Eifer ashes as well. So we have proved our point. Then the Gemara says, Velohi. It's not true though. Rak ruvis yerek, right? Rotting vegetables, who de heavy offer. That's very dirt-like. That's kind of what dirt is. It's just like kind of rotting stuff. Decomposing, that's just the way of life, whatever. Eifa, lo heavy offer. But Eifa is a totally different thing. You can't compare offer to rotting vegetables. So you do not have a proven fact. Yeah, it could, right. Basically, you still don't have a proof. According to this, we've left it as we do not know still. Now, you should know that Rashi has a different gerser. Rashi has a gerser. He takes out the velohi, if you have time. And basically, he says his conclusion is that Eifa is no good. But that's okay. But as far as our Gemara is concerned, if you read it like this, it remains unconcluded. Now,
if we take out the word velohi, it says the same thing.
Whatever. That was homework I just gave you. You just brought it into the class. Let me read it with Rashi. Then just right. Tashma, the Amarav Hunabo Ashi, Amarav, Ein Shom Offer. Yeah, maybe Rak Vuvis Yerek, Umakadesh. Okay. Rak Vuvis Yerek, who to have the offer. Eifa lo evi afa. It's all one statement, and it's definitive. No, it's definitive. According to the Rashi with the lohi, it's one proof. It says we've got a source that says that the rotting vegetables are good. We make a diuk, yeah. The ashes are no good. Because the Gemara concludes, according to the previous one, the Gemara tries to bring a proof. It says, oh, look, I've got this, we're universal. Yeah, and they say, no, maybe not. Maybe rak vuvis vegetable is better than Eifa. And there we're left hanging. If you look at the Tosfos Shant, speaks out very nicely. There's a bit of like a background over here. What's that?
I'm sorry, is that a question? Where does that leave us with Hillel?
What we're doing is, I think, I heard this in a shiur once. We're just going to leave it is that we just don't know. We're not going to be goreis like Rashi. We are goreis velohi, right? Will we try and bring a proof from Rak Vuvis?
I understand that. I'm just saying, how do we reconcile?
So we don't know.
It's
true, but here's different. That's the whole point. Over here it says Bekarkar Mishkan. So therefore we can't apply the normal rule.
So
he's totally fine. He's fine. That's Kisuya Dam, yeah, maybe other things as well. But that we can't apply that principle to here. Good, you got it. Okay. Now let's just have a little start on this, just to get a little bit of because that you're gonna fly through that. Now just to. Okay. So maybe people want to work it through though and go back then. Do you think we should you want to go back and just I can, we can stop here.
Do
you want to stop? What? What's that? What? Who's choosing? Who's deciding? May you decide? Kalanya. Ellie, the coin. Okay, there we go. Look.